Monday afternoon, December the 1st, 25 days to Christmas. I can see the twinkling of lights in certain houses as I pull up outside the Clonard Park home in Ballybeg, where Sammy Hanrahan lived. I'm going in to see Sammy's mother, Jane. A few days ago, it was here outside the house that a poignant balloon-releasing ceremony for Sammy took place. It was here that people gathered in the last few days before and after Sammy's funeral to remember him. And it was from this house that Sammy left on his e-bike an evening a few weeks ago. As my journalist colleague Adrian Flanagan in the Waterford News and Star wrote, the much-loved son of Jane Brown and big brother to Aria died at Cork University Hospital after suffering serious injuries when his e-bike, on which he was travelling, collided with a car on the main Cork Road on November the 16th. His life support machine was turned off a week later, November 21st. Jane brings me into the front sitting room, in the corner of which is the Christmas tree, and in the other corner, a little shrine to Sammy. His photograph is there, and on the table in front of his photograph is his mobile phone. Aria is trying to unpack a doll, a belated birthday present from Sammy, from money that he had put aside for her.
Jane, tell me a little bit about that picture, for example, we're looking at there. When was that taken, do you remember?
I think it was in April, but I couldn't tell you. His girlfriend took it. He probably would have been outside in the... That was out in the shed out the back.
It's a lovely picture.
It's probably smoke.
It's a lovely picture though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. He's a handsome chap.
I don't make ugly children. No, he was beautiful inside and out. So
tell me a little bit about him.
What you want to know?
Tell me a little bit when he was born and, like, you know, 18 years ago, just...
Oh, he was forever hitting his head off things anyway, forever.
What was he like as a child?
Oh, the cutest little thing.
Was he?
The cutest little thing, the quietest little thing. He had a bit of an obsession with the Avengers and Wolverine, and he used to be up in the room and he'd put colouring pencils in between his fingers and jump off the bed screaming, pretending he was Wolverine. They were his claws. Oh, he was cracked.
He was imaginative then and creative.
Oh, of course he was. Yeah, of course he was. I have a video on my phone one of his friends sent. Oh, he's only young in it. I think he must have been in first year in St. Paul's because he's trying to MC in it.
The sound you hear in the background is the washing machine from the kitchen. Jane had the very difficult task, as so many tasks have been so difficult for her over the last weeks, to wash his clothes. She hasn't really even been into his room yet. Aria takes a break from trying to get the doll out of the big plastic packaging.
Yes. Can I just push out that for a minute, you mind?
Yeah.
Sound of the thing, just a little bit. What's he doing in it?
MCing. Yeah, everybody I showed it to thought that I was after speeding it up. It wasn't, it was Sammy.
There's some lovely pictures. Who's this here?
This is his little sister, Aria. That's the doll to bring her down to Smith's because Sammy left her money to get her something for her birthday.
Well,
he was supposed to bring her to Smith's, but kept saying, oh, I'll bring her tomorrow. So he left money first. She went down and got this today down to Smith's from her big brother.
That's amazing. Do you want to bring it over here and we'll take it out for you? Do you want a bit of hand? Do you want a hand? It's nearly 3 feet tall. I got the scissors there, yeah. So Sammy left you money for this for your birthday, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, how old are you?
Eight.
Lovely. And when was her birthday?
It was the 18th of October.
For
sure.
She only got the doll now.
She only got the doll now, didn't you, girl?
Got the scissors.
Now we have the doll open. What pictures have we got here now in front of us?
Oh, that's when he was up in the set to a couple of weeks ago, he was presenting all the lads. They did the Pathways to Nature thing. And he was
He did a brilliant talk, I heard.
Yeah, he was giving all his speeches and telling everybody about the free grub and not to kill each other on the way up for it. And he was just making a joke and laugh about it. So.
And this one here?
That was the same day. That's about one of his best friends, Evan.
Evan. And this one here, when he was in the youth club, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in the youth club. I'm not sure what year that was, but going by the curls on his head, it was a while ago.
So what was he doing? Was he in Setu?
No, he was in Whitehead.
Oh, yeah.
Whitehead, but he was doing his work experience down in the youth centre, because they did say to him that he was fairly good, like, being a leader down there, so they did suggest him going to college to do a course in it and becoming a leader. He was kind of fairly set on doing that. So he's just the biggest heart ever.
So we had those here, I'll help you with that if you want. A lot of these things have got plastic on it, yeah. He had good leadership qualities as well, had he?
Yeah. He loved helping people.
And how did that come out? Like, would it be helping in the family, helping?
He was just always such a helpful, kind nature child. Always.
Yeah.
He didn't like to see anybody struggling or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
You wouldn't have to ask him to help someone. If you've seen somebody, he'd just do it himself. Like.
The tributes online were just lovely.
Yeah.
All the friends. He was big into sport as well?
Not so much in the recent years, but yeah. Yeah, he was.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
He played the Gaelic football with Saviours and...
And hurling and that, yeah. He broke both his wrists.
Oh.
Before, so... There's Gillian, that's...
Hello, Gillian.
Evan's mum. She'll be able to tell you some stories as well now.
Come in, Gillian. Damien, how are you doing?
How are you?
Sorry.
She finally got the birthday present.
Lovely.
Just up the road is St. Saviour's Church. It's a big church. It was packed to overflowing for Sammy's funeral in his beloved Ballybeg. Many of Sammy's young friends, impeccably dressed in black, as Adrian writes, performed a guard of honour as the pallbearers, including his mother Jane, as they carried his coffin up the aisle where he made his communion and confirmation. The Mass was celebrated by Father Robbie Grant, PP of St. Saviour's, joined by Father Michael Mullins from Ballybricken, and symbols of Sammy's life included his phone, a can of Fanta lemon, a vape, a grinder, and they were placed on his coffin. With Roy Cummins and TJ Power delivering the readings, John, Ethan, John, Caden reading the prayers of the faithful, and Sarah Jane Lavery, accompanied by organist Barry Murphy, performing the music. One of his best friends, Rhys Grant, delivered a poignant and touching eulogy. A heartbreaking tribute from his girlfriend Zara was also read. I asked Jane, when did he get the e-bike, which we sometimes in the course of the conversation refer to as an e-scooter, but it was an e-bike.
When did he get the e-scooter, by the way? Was that recently or 6 months ago?
He only had it a week and a bit.
It was only a week.
Yeah, and I would like it to be noted that a package came with a load of safety stuff in it for it. That's for the people that are saying that he couldn't be bothered with safety. All his safety stuff did come. So he was trying to be safe. He just couldn't wait to say that he had to put his arse on that bike. I begged him not to get it.
There's a lot of people getting these bikes.
They shouldn't be left on the road. They shouldn't be allowed on the road. They go too fast. There's no insurance. There's no requirements for them. And there should be.
There's no law against them on the road, isn't
there? There's no insurance for them as well.
No, there's not, like. Do you know what I mean? And you can be blue in the face telling young fellas not to go on them. Telling them not to do this and not do that, and they're still going to do it. Do you know what I mean? They're young fellas at the end of the day. And they just shouldn't be on the road.
And he only had it a while, as you say.
It's only just over a week, about 8 days.
It's about a week before the accident. Yeah. He only had it,
yeah.
He was only after getting it. Don't worry, Mammy, I won't keep it too long. Because I didn't want him having it. But sure.
He was aiming for a car, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hello, Gillian. You're Evan's mammy, are you?
Yeah.
And a lovely picture here in Evan and Sammy. Talk to me about the friendship between...
They were friends since... There's only a couple of months between them, aren't they? They were friends since babies.
Go away.
In school the whole way up through the years. And yeah, they were... Oh, sure, look, the kids are caught over it, aren't they? They're in bits over it.
lovely things said at the funeral as well. I know you want to thank all the friends and neighbours, I presume, yeah, course, for all the help and support.
Of course, and the hospitals both outside there and down in Cork.
Yeah.
The staff down in Cork were amazing. They were amazing.
After the crash, Sammy was brought to University Hospital Waterford and then transferred to Cork, and he was on a life support machine, and the life support machine then had to be turned off on November the 21st.
So, like everyone done, all my friends, all Sammy's friends, neighbours, everyone thereafter been brilliant, like, yeah. And they're still here being brilliant, so.
Yeah.
All his friends, there's a big gang of friends in it. Like, they're very good bunch of lads. They're after being...
I know some of them, Ben Hennessy and others, and lovely lads.
Yeah.
Lovely lads. Devastating. What do you remember about the night itself?
Not really. I got a phone call from my friend Deborah, which is Gillian's sister, saying that there had been an accident.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed down to him.
You screamed.
He'd gone out, obviously, a while before.
I didn't even know he was out on it. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah.
Because he was after saying to you, I was...
You were only making past the farm, weren't you, while he was gone off on the bike?
Past the bike. And he was up the stairs and he was, Mammy, what are you making? Chicken past the bake. I'll get in a while. So I made it, left him and up the stairs. I didn't know he was gone out on that. I didn't. Until my friend rang me.
What time was it that she rang?
I don't know.
It was around 7-ish, was it? Half six, 7 o'clock.
It was early in the evening. Yeah,
it was early in the evening, yeah.
Yeah. You must have got some land as well.
Oh. We were out in Tramore playing darts. The kids play for... on the county team. And they were out doing trials and that. I got the phone call. So we just left straight away and came straight in.
Yeah.
A lot of people out at the hospital waiting for him to come in the ambulance.
How far away was it?
It's outside McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm still not able to go down that way.
No. You want to thank the doctors as well, as you say. They did everything, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about his leadership qualities and his... attitude and everything, and he was going on great in the Y-Tech.
Yeah, all the kids loved him down the U Club. He was the leader over all the smaller kids.
What U Club is this now? Ballybeg. They loved him.
Yeah, he was a junior leader down there.
Oh, yeah. Hard to know what to say, isn't it?
Those bikes are too fast for... They're too fast for young fellas. They don't know. And there's so many young fellas going around. With them. They're way too dangerous, they shouldn't be on the road.
Yeah.
They zoom a patch in the night time, and you don't even see them till they're on top of you. And they're wearing all this face gear.
So, the doll is lovely. You have a chair for her and everything. Look at that.
Yeah, you'll have to mind her, won't you? You wait long enough for her, girl, but you finally got it for you.
So he... Sammy had left money for it.
Yeah.
And you only got the present now.
Yeah. Well, there was money up in the room.
For the present. Ah, lovely.
You'd always bring her down to Smith's. She'd always catch him for a fortune.
Yeah.
He used to put her up on his back when he was doing his push-ups. Yeah. She'd have to sit up on his back when he was doing the push-ups. He was after getting really into himself, wasn't he, Gillian? The muscles.
Pretty much,
because he was so chubby and pudgy when he was small.
So he was doing this fitness thing and looking after himself.
Delighted with himself, flexing the muscles. Look at this, Mammy. Every time he'd get a new T-shirt, he'd have to run in the door and try it on for me, looking fresh.
You did a lovely thing, Jane, with the balloons. What happened? There was loads of balloons left off, was there?
Yeah, there was, yeah. It's kind of like the thing to do now, isn't it? Balloon release.
Yeah.
And especially because he's so young.
Yeah.
So it kind of spread like wildfire, and there was a whole heap of balloons. Heaps of them.
It was lovely.
I just played a load of dance music. He loved the dance music.
Does
so
he?
Yeah, we even had the priest there hanging on all with the dance music on. With a couple of the lads set off fireworks then as well afterwards. So
it was only two.
And it must be so hard on them as well. We're just like, they're only young lads and young girls trying to cope with this.
Oh, that's it. They're all only babies, really.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It'll be tough for them the months ahead as well.
Will be, yeah. Oh, will be.
Yeah. And you have the washing machine on. Is that his clothes there or no?
Oh, no, I did the last of that this morning. I just hope it's taken me. I don't know how long to get through it all, but sure. I didn't deal with the room yet now, so there'll probably be more washing in there now. But
I'm looking at the tree here. Has he any little decorations for him? No?
There is, yeah. There's one of my friends dropped over a little bauble here for him. Has angel wings and that on, so.
And one has all our names.
And then there's one there with the three of us on it, because it was always just me, Sammy and Ari, like, so.
Was he a good big brother, was he?
Yeah.
Lovely young man.
Lovely young man, yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Too young.
There's not even words for it.
No.
No. He could have made a serious difference.
Yeah.
So he could.